Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold.
The late Waylon Jennings is country music legend. Maybe you've heard how he gave up his seat on the plane that went on to crash, killing Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson in 1959. Waylon went on to become a charter member of the so-called Outlaws, musicians who worked outside Nashville's corporate music scene. He recorded several hit duets with Willie Nelson, released a bunch of solo records, and performed with Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, and Nelson in The Highwaymen. And then wrote and performed the theme song for the hit TV show The Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Waylon lived hard, didn't they all? And then died of complications from diabetes in 2002, leaving behind friends, fans, his son Shooter, and widow Jessie Coulter, a shining singing star in her own right.
I'm not Lisa. My name is Julie. Lisa left you years ago.
Now there's a new CD that pays tribute to Waylon Jennings. It's called Waylon, The Music Inside, Volume 1. There's a live stream of it at hereandnow.org. It features a collection of family and friends performing Waylon's classic songs. They include son Shooter and Jessie Coulter, who joins us from Love Shack Studios in Nashville. Jessie, welcome.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Whit Stewart, who's producer of this beautiful CD. Whit, welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And Jessie, married to Waylon for more than 30 years, was this difficult for you to go back to this music, or have you always been back with it?
Well, I wouldn't be able to do a reflective project like this. But Whit was strong to spearhead it. I could come in and help and certainly certify that what he was doing was approved by myself and Shooter. And then he was very careful to ask me questions that would help him know what Waylon would want.
Well, it sounds almost like a new bracelet, WWWW, you know, what would Waylon want? And Whit, we understood that in part this was born of your memories of Buddy Holly and Waylon Jennings were rehearsing down the street from you, from your birthplace anyway, in West Texas. We know this because Jessie wrote a letter to Waylon, sort of, you know, speaking to him through this letter. And she says that this music resonated for you at a very young age.
Buddy Holly's parents lived in Lubbock, where my mom still lives. And we would go down there and listen to Buddy's band rehearse and saw him on Ed Sullivan. So we always felt connected to Buddy. And then after the crash in 59, the next year I was on a school field trip. We went to KLLL, and Waylon was the disc jockey, and our teacher informed us that he was the Waylon Jennings that didn't get on the plane. So from that moment, I always listened to Waylon on the radio as a disc jockey, followed his career. Just, you know, about 4 years ago, I was visiting my mother back in Lubbock and started reflecting on my past, and having seen a movie about Johnny Cash and realizing that for me, I wanted to shine a light on Waylon, and that's really where this started from.
Well, you mentioned KLLL. Is that in Lubbock, Texas?
Yes, KLLL.
Well, we happen to have a bit of sound from those days. Here's Waylon Jennings as a DJ on KLLL.
Christmas time is Schwinn time, and Schwinn headquarters in Lubbock are at Roberts Bicycle Shop, 2257 34th Street. There's also a big selection of tricycles, kiddie cars, and bike accessories at Robert's Bicycle Shop.
Well, and Jessie, you said that Whit Stewart would ask you, what would Waylon want? Well, what were some of those questions and what were some of the answers?
He would ask me, what about this particular person? What was their relationship to Waylon? And then Reggie, who had played on all of Waylon's records.
Reggie's Reggie Young?
Reggie Young.
Young, yes.
Reggie Young. who was the leader on the sessions and had played with Waylon on most of his records, and he was a great lead man, riff man. The hooks you hear in records from the Southeast, there's a great majority that were his ideas.
Well, in this letter that you write to Waylon, this handwritten letter that you write him about this record, there's just another weird coincidence, because you note that guitarist Reggie Young, again, who was Witt's choice to lead these sessions, was also the person that Waylon told you if anything happened to him, Reggie should handle the music?
It surprised me, and nobody knew it. Reggie's very reticent. He's just a reluctant genius, and there were times Witt had to push him because he didn't want to infringe on anybody else's guitar playing, like Vince Gill or Randy Owens. He didn't want to infringe. And Witt would say, Reggie, you know, you're carrying Waylon's spirit in this, and it's very important that you be present.
Well, you mentioned Randy Owen from Alabama. Let's listen to some of this music, because you were able to convince Alabama to reunite, first time in a decade, we understand, to record one of Waylon's most famous songs, Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? Let's listen.
Somebody told us when we came to Nashville, boys, you really got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. I don't think Hank done it this way. No.
Well, Witt Stewart, again, who the producer of this new collaborative effort, friends and family, singing the songs of Waylon Jennings. We also get to hear Waylon on the CD. You also tap into some of the new young stars on the country music scene, people like Jamie Johnson. Now, did you have to tell anyone, you know, they might have heard, you know, Waylon Jennings was the one who didn't get on Buddy Holly's plane. But did you have to tell them any more about who he was? And if you had to tell some young person, okay, what it was about Waylon Jennings' sound, what would you say?
It wasn't about educating people. It was me seeking and finding people that already respected and loved Waylon, and that made it the right choice.
Let's listen to Jamie Johnson's version of This Time.
There's nothing. This time, if you want me to come back, it's up to you. But remember, I won't allow the things you used to do. You're gonna have to toe the mark and walk the line, 'cause this time will be the last time.
Welcome back to our conversation with singer Jesse Coulter and producer Witt Stewart, who worked together on a new CD tribute to Jesse's late husband, country music great Waylon Jennings. It's called Waylon, The Music Inside, Volume 1.
I'm blown on the way that it shall be. Songs about the knife that's been protecting you from me.
The CD features well-known country stars like Alabama and Kris Kristofferson singing Waylon songs. But there are also performances by rising stars like this one, James Otto, singing Waylon's Don't You Think This Outlaw Bit's Done Got Out of Hand. The Outlaws in that song, a reference to Waylon and artists like Willie Nelson, who prided themselves on working outside Nashville's corporate music scene. Witt Stewart produced this new CD tribute to Waylon Jennings. Jesse Coulter, Waylon's widow, is on it. And Witt Stewart, you've said that all of these musicians knew Waylon's music, and you want to introduce it to a new generation of listeners. But why? You know, what is it about his sound?
Well, I think the thing about Waylon, for anyone who doesn't, that only knows him as the voice of Dukes of Hazzard or some of those.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a Reader's Digest. He's an encyclopedia. But the thing about Waylon that struck me the most about him more than anyone was his voice and the way he would phrase his music and the way his guitar was part of his vocal. And then, I don't know, there aren't very many writers that can say so much in so few words. There's no other voice like it.
Yeah, Jesse, you chose another one of Waylon's well-known songs, Good Hearted Woman. Now, he had a hit with this song with Willie Nelson. You sing it with Sonny Sweeney. Obviously, it's a different song now with you singing it. What were you hoping to say with this song?
It was different because Waylon wrote it, and when he sang it, you know, he was the man and singing about a woman. And, of course, he had told me it was about me. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of was a little shy as I was singing it. And then, you know, after talking to Whit, I thought, you know, I just need to sing this like a woman singing it to another woman. And it says, you know, good-hearted women and good-timing man. And so I just got with it. You know, I just got with it for what it was as a universal message and not personal. And that made it, I could go into the celebrative state of it, you know.
Let's listen. Keeping it in the family, there is a terrific version of Belle of the Ball, which is performed by Shooter Jennings, the son you had with Waylon. How about this one? I mean, was this tough for you to hear or joyous to you, for you to hear?
It was bittersweet in the sense that when Whit first heard Shooter sing this song, we had just had our meeting and we went down the next day to where Shooter was because Shooter needed to hear about what was going on here. And Shooter sang this song dedicated to his father, and it happened to have been June 15th, which was Waylon's birthday, and it happened to have been Father's Day, and it was the first year Shooter was a father. So all that together and him singing it, of course, I was very moved, and Whit just lost it. He just, because he just hadn't heard Shooter do this, and I loved it because I love Shooter's read on it. Then when we went to his home to cut it, because Whit says, I want it cut just like that. When we did that, I was sitting on the couch, and the bulldog is snoring on the floor. And so this is, you know, he sat down to do this song, and it wasn't hard for me because it was Waylon's favorite song that he ever wrote, and it really stated his case with the music business. You know, I did a new dance and you did the Tennessee Waltz. And it was a very artistic, poetic way to describe his romance with music and with life and, of course, with us. Mm-hmm. So it's a multi-layered song.
Let's listen. Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter, singing Belle of the Ball.
A vagabond dreamer, a rhymer and singer of songs. Singing to no one and nowhere to really belong. I met a beautiful lady, a pure southern belle of the ball.
You know, Jesse, you mentioned the industry, and this is part of the Waylon Jennings lore, that he wanted to break out of, how do you say it in the letter that you wrote to him, the corporate bondage that was going on in the music industry, but also in Nashville, where, you know, you weren't supposed to have people sing on your record. People were assigned to record companies, and he wanted to break out of that. Mm-hmm. How would he feel now? Here's this CD with everybody on it.
I think he would love it because it was his desire to try to gather together the artists and where they would talk. The managers talk, the heads of the companies talk, there's meetings every week. And he suggested the artists talk about what happened to them at certain halls, what did certain bookers do, what did the managers do. If the artists would ever come together, a lot of this nonsense would stop. And I think this is, in a way, a reunion of artists. And I think he would be very happy.
Every time you talk about her, you could see the fire in his eyes. He'd say, I would walk through hell.
well on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise. He hired a man to tend the garden, keep an eye on her while he was gone. Some say they ran away together, some say that gardener left alone.
Now the banker is an old man, that mansion's crumbling down.
Well, Kris Kristofferson and Patty Griffin sing Rose in Paradise. Trace Adkins sings You Ask Me To. And then there's some magic at the end, and we just, you know, want to leave it with that. John Hiatt sings Just to Satisfy You, but at the end, we hear Waylon. Jesse Coulter, the widow of Waylon Jennings, and I have to say it again, I did at the beginning, but, you know, a personal favorite for her own music, including I'm Not Lisa. But she's here to talk about the great new CD, Waylon, The Music Inside, a collaboration dedicated to Waylon Jennings, featuring the songs of her husband. We've also been talking to the CD producer, Whit Stewart. Thank you both, and we can't wait for volumes 2 and 3.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
By the way, to hear more, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
How many tears were crying?
To satisfy you, just to satisfy you.